Mike Burns, assistant coach, is kind enough to join us, Mike. So we'll start with the team probably that the fans are least familiar with. Loyola seems like such a long time ago. We faced him at the end of November. What kind of challenges will Loyola present for Nevada? Tell us a little bit about the Ramblers.
Well, I think, you know, if people had an opportunity to see him play this past weekend, you know, especially that specifically the Tennessee game, the one thing that they do really well is they move the basketball well. And they're very good at making the extra pass, kind of spreading you out and creating open shots for each other. They play inside-out basketball. The big freshman inside does a great job of posting and stealing, and they look to get him the ball in there. So, you know, they're well-coached. They execute, and then they go to the defensive end of the floor, and they're just a really scrappy group that plays great position defense.
Now, when they were here, they didn't do a whole lot. Boise State won the game by 34. So when they left, I never considered that they would be a team to be in this position. So what did we do that night that allowed them not to do a whole lot against Boise State in a game that Chandler Hutchison didn't play a whole lot?
Well, you know, Coach Rice did a great job of kind of having our team on edge, because I think when they came to play us, they were unbeaten.
Mm-hmm.
And we were very aware of how good they were. They were you know, preseason pick to be in the top two or three in the Missouri Valley, and obviously they exceeded those expectations. But we knew they were a really good team, and we were really ready to play that night. You know, that combined with the little Taco Bell magic and the ball bouncing the wrong way for them on a few occasions, you know, the game kind of got away from them. And that was the worst loss they took all year. But that was also a game where the matchups were such that you know, we were able to get the ball inside against them and do some things there. We moved our ball well around the perimeter and created some open three-point attempts for our shooters. So, you know, that's what it a lot of times comes down to on a specific night is the individual matchups. And I think that'll be one of the key things in this game with Nevada.
Nevada is a team that we've seen several times in person. You've also seen them, I'm sure, numerous times on film. Why are they where they are in the Sweet 16, Coach?
Well, they got really good players, and they know how to take advantage of those good players in those one-on-one matchups I was just talking about. I mean, they, you know, their coach does a good job of finding the mismatch, and then they play to that and play off of that. And at the end of the day, you know, so many of the games, if you look at their schedule and you look back, so many games Nevada's had, you know, 7, 8, 9-point deficits throughout the first half. One thing that team does really well is they just keep playing. They just keep going. They just keep coming. And they can score in bunches, and they have, you know, 4 or 5 different guys that can score over 20 in a game. So they're a tough matchup for anybody.
Mike Burns joining us, assistant coach at Boise State, helping us break down Loyola and Nevada in tonight's Sweet 16 game in Atlanta. Coach, we were talking earlier in the week about preparing for a team that you would have no idea you're going to get in a tournament. Like, you know, the NIT, you guys had, what, 1 or 2 days to prepare for Washington. How many films would somebody typically look at with maybe 3 or 4 days? I mean, where would you spend your time prepping, and how would you get ready for a team that you had no idea you might be playing a week before that?
Well, no matter what no matter how it plays out, you always have an inkling. And so you set yourself up to, you know, reach out to people that if you haven't played this opponent, people that have played them and might know something about them. I mean, the coaching fraternity is a pretty tight-knit network, so everybody's going to talk at some point. And so the first thing you're going to do is you're going to try to get as much information about that team from people who've played them as you can. Then you're going to get game film, and, you know, you'll spend a lot of – you probably watch 3, maybe 4 of their most recent games, and combine that with getting, you know, personnel stuff off Synergy, which is a website that almost all colleges use that breaks down every possession of every game and every player's possessions and all that stuff. So you have ways to get that information together. The most important thing, though, with all of that is consolidating that information and putting it together in a presentable, pretty simple fashion for your team, because the one thing you don't want to do is, you know, overwhelm your guys with too much information. And I think that's one of the strengths of Leon Rice over the years is he's really good at getting a simple plan together for his team that they can go execute and then putting them in a position to win those sort of games.
When you talk about films, Mike, and you're looking at certain games, more valuable to see a team at its best or more valuable to see a team at its worst?
Well, I mean, I think it's most valuable to see, you know, what they've been doing recently, mm-hmm. because the season evolves and there's, you know, I mean, lineups change, all that sort of stuff. So you really want to know what they've been doing the last 3, 4, 5 games, and then it's going to come down to specifics, you know. I mean, there's how are they guarding ball screens, you know, how are they going to defend this, how are they going to do that, and then how do they play against the things that we do defensively. And, you know, some of the things, you know, we'll guard things a certain way, so you'll try to see how they're going to react to what you do. And that's basically what it comes down to. It's a little bit of a chess match in that regard. But like I said earlier, the one thing you don't want to do is overthink. I mean, you know, at this point in the season, teams are going to do what they do. And so everybody's going to have something that you need to take away. And hopefully, you know, you can do that to the best of your abilities and provide your guys with a simple enough plan to accomplish that goal.
Boise State assistant basketball coach Mike Burns joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk, 93.1 FM and 1350 AM, The Ticket. Coach, what do you think Loyola's going to have the most trouble with Nevada, and what do you think Nevada's going to have the most trouble with Loyola?
Well, I think where Loyola is going to really struggle is I think the individual matchups are going to be difficult, because when you start Josh Hall and Jordan Caroline at kind of the 4, you know, 4-5, they don't really match up great on Caroline in either spot. I mean, their four-man's a little smaller, so if he takes Caroline can do some things in the post, and if they put their big freshman on him, he's going to really struggle to stay with him in transition and also, you know, keep on the perimeter. So I think that's going to be a key matchup. And then at the end of the day, you know, the nightmare matchup for everybody that plays Nevada is dealing with the Martin brothers, because they are, you know, they've got great size and great ability. And, you know, one of the hardest things with all of that with Nevada is when they get a defensive rebound, it doesn't matter who it is, 1 through 5, that person can take that ball and lead the break up the floor. And that really puts a lot of pressure on your transition defense. So, you know, I think the Jordan Caroline matchup is going to be a key. I think transition defense is going to be a big key for Loyola, and then how they rebound against Nevada, and if they can offensive rebound against Nevada, I think those will be big keys for them.
What can Loyola do to hurt Nevada?
Well, the flip side of that coin is Loyola's, you know, in theory should have an advantage, because Nevada's going to switch all the ball screens. So Loyola's ball screen set with their five man, the big freshman, when he rolls into the post, they should have an advantage in there. It's just a question of can they get the ball to him inside. And so if they can do that, and get him the ball inside and kind of hurt them on the interior, that'll be an advantage. I think one thing Loyola is exceptional at, like I said earlier, is, and you saw in the Tennessee game, is they really move the ball around. I mean, they will run a set action, and out of that set action, they'll create closeouts, and they'll get that ball popping in the half court and find open shots for each other. So if they can get their ball moving and make those open shots, that's going to be a key. And then, you know, the other thing with Nevada is what they do a great job of is they make you play east and west, because they'll switch all the ball screens and they just kind of stay in front of everything out there, and they've got good length. If you can't play down against them or get downhill against that defense, you're going to struggle. So Loyola is going to have to be able to do that. And if they can, you know, they have an opportunity. But, you know, from my perspective, I just think Nevada is a bit of a matchup nightmare for them. And I would personally favor Nevada in that game.